Hey, beautiful faces. It's me, Sunny, and welcome back to another episode of Talk About It with Sunny Morrison. I am your host, Sunny Morrison, and thank you all for tuning in. And if this is your first time joining me on my podcast, I provide topic discussion content where I discuss and talk about what everybody is thinking about, and I'll bring on invited guests so that they can share their knowledge, their expertise, and their experience pertaining to the topic so that we can learn something new, because I feel like we all have room for growth. So during this season, I mentioned that the topics will be pertaining to our health, our wellness, our mindset, our inner, our outer, our spiritual, motivational, encouragement, all of that in a bag that we are going to talk about, we're going to discuss. And I also like to talk about these topics so that we can come up with a solution, at least to define a description of what it is the topic is pertaining to, how it can benefit us in our everyday life. Okay, so today's topic, we're going to talk about manifestation and how we are able to manifest the things that we want in life, we want out of life, we want to obtain in our lives, and to seek a better level of life. And manifestation is a way to determine how your life is going to balance itself, how it's going to give you what you are putting out in return in the universe, whether it's good, whether it's great, or whether it's karma, depending on what it is that you're putting out there. But this topic is basically focusing on manifestation for leveling up your life and receiving great things that you have put out hard work for so long. And I know a lot of us feel that way because we all feel like we put in the work and we don't see the fruit of our labor, and we start questioning the higher being, we start questioning the universe, and then we start trying to figure out if any of this that we are doing is even real. You know, praying and meditating and all of that, we start to believe that, is it real? Because these things that we are manifesting or that we are praying for or meditating for is not coming. But the question is, are we manifesting what we want or meditating what we need in order for us to level up in life? Are we doing it correctly? Have we done the research to find out what works? Have we done the research to understand who we are spiritually so that we are able to manifest the things that we need in life? This has nothing to do with religion. So I don't want anyone to get confused. This is pertaining to our mental, our wellness, and our spirituality. And it is to get us in tune into who we are. And it is to get us in tune into what shifts and changes we need to make in our lives for things to actually happen. Okay, so I always do the research on these topics for you so you don't have to, but I always recommend you do the due diligence to do your own research so that you can better find the information that you need for yourself. And that's with anyone, in any information that you are listening to, anything that you are hearing online. You want to do your own research on any topic or any subject so that way you can understand it in your own way. I'm conveying it to you from what I understand and what I perceive, or what I, the information that I received from my research, okay? So what I do is I compile information from different articles or research online or research in different books, and I like to compile everything, and I would like to share that with you guys. And sometimes I'll read certain pieces from the article or certain bits and keynotes from different information that I have compiled to share with you guys. So we're going to talk about what they call the 369 meditation, or the 369 manifestation. It's a method that is known to have actually given those who practice this the manifestation and the power of it, of what you would receive in return. I am in the process of doing this and have been doing it now for a couple weeks, and it does take practice, it does take consistency, and you must be structured with doing it. You know, anything you want to do to actually see the end result, you have to be consistent, and it has to become a routine in your daily life, okay? So what is the 369 manifestation method? So let me go quickly into some of the information that I compiled to first get into manifestation. Manifesting something isn't always a cakewalk. There are different methods to manifest, and one of the effective method is the 369 manifestation method. What I've compiled and what I researched is the principles and the steps behind the 369 manifestation method, and the ways to manifest financial, health, wellness, happiness, relationships, anything that you are manifested in an easy way. So let's get into this. This method is, I want to say it is something that has become a trend online, but it is also something that you can put into practice to see if it actually works for you. And it has a lot to do with your mental, and it has a lot to do with your consistency and your shift, your mind shift. So the technique with this method, it revolves around the idea that certain numbers hold special and significance in manifesting our desires. It is connected to someone who actually put this out, a young lady by the name of Nikola Tesla. She put this out online, and she mentioned that this is what she was doing. Same as what I'm telling you guys. I'm giving you the information because I am doing it, and I do feel the mental and the mind shift of me practicing this method. It involves you writing down your desired manifestation 3 times in the morning, 6 times during the day, and then 9 times in the evening. And the evening starts from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. The morning starts from the time the sun rises or when daylight breaks. So daylight break may be 7. So that'll be from 7 to maybe 11, which is the top of the morning or the top of the day. And then from noon to 5 would be considered during the day. So those are the hours that you want to start writing down this, which is your desired manifestation. And you want to write them down during these times, but the amount of times of 3, 6, 9. So you would write it down 3 times in the morning, you would write it down 6 times in the day, and you would write it down 9 times in the evening. This is a repetition that will reinforce your intention and then it will signal the universe to bring your desire into reality. I'm doing it now. I am actually practicing this. And as I mentioned, I can see and I can feel a shift in my mindset. So the power of 369 numbers. So if you are into numerology, I practice numerology as well. And if you know your life path numbers, you would know those numbers have a significant definition or meaning behind them. So the number's three. My life path number is three. 6 and 9, they are at the heart of the manifestation method. So 3 symbolizes your connection to the universe and your creative expression. If you are a life path number 3, you have different ways of expressing your creativity. You're always deep in thought. You always have ideas and you just don't know where to put them. 6 signifies inner strength. And it also signifies harmony. 9 also signifies your inner rebirth, letting go of what no longer serves you, and then it transforms you into a better self. So those are the numbers and what signifies and symbolizes them, 3, 6, 9. Now to start the first method, you want to identify what you want to manifest, and you have to be very specific with what you want to manifest. You want to create a positive affirmation related to your desire. So, for example, I will receive a large sum of money. And you can go into details as to what type of sum of money. You can put a specific amount. And then you can also put in that affirmation as to what you're going to do or what you need the money for. It's okay to say, I will receive a large sum of money. But what is the large number or large sum of money that you are manifesting to receive? And then once you receive it, what are your goals to do with it? Because you can say, I will receive a large sum of money, and you get it, and then you have no idea what you're going to do with it. And then what's going to happen is when you get it, you're going to spend it, and then you're not going to put it where it needs to be, and then you end up losing it. So be very, very specific. I will receive a large sum of money. I will receive a large sum of money in the amount of $200,000, $300,000, $200 million, whatever it is, and you want to use that money to pay off student loan, to pay off your parents' home, to pay off your home, to buy your family, to start your family with generational wealth. Whatever it is, you want to be very, very specific. And then you want to write those affirmations 3 times when you wake up. Same affirmation, 6 times during the afternoon and 9 times before you go to bed. Manifestation techniques like this work best when you combine it with action, though, because you can't just say, I want to manifest this and how you want to manifest it, because you're saying you want to win a large sum of money in the amount of whatever it is. Now, how are you going to get this? Because you didn't also put that in there. You didn't say, I want to receive a large sum of money in the amount of $200,000 by starting my business or within my business. So be very specific. So you have to be specific in from the time you write it to the time you put the period at the end. So that means you have to combine your manifestation with the action behind it. It's no different than you asking, you know, God or the universe of what you want, but you have to put the work behind it. So you want to look for the opportunities and take the actions that will align you with the desire that you are manifesting for. So collaborate between intentions and then also with action so that you can manifest your goals effectively. That means you're going to do the work along with manifesting what you want, so that way it can manifest effectively. So let's see what else I compiled here. So yeah, if you are going to try to practice this, you know, the power of the 369 method, manifesting method, then definitely, you know, take these steps down and you know, go for it, because it does take work, teamwork along with the 369 manifestation. So again, you're going to write down your dream, your desires, affirmation of your desires. You're going to write it down 3 times in the morning, and you're going to write it 6 times during the day, and you're going to do it 9 times before you go to bed. And remember to be very specific with your affirmation. And I know some affirmations are very brief and very short, but I think affirmation is your mindset, your thoughts of what you really need and what you really desire. So if you're just being quick and saying, I am manifesting, I will be rich, I will be healthy, I will be smart, I will, you know, grow my business. So you have to, that's basically what it's saying. To me, I feel like that's just the topic. But I feel if you go into the synopsis and be very brief and describe what the affirmation is pertaining to, I think it gives it more to the universe so that it can then register it in its database and then send it back down to you so that your manifestation can be, you know, can be more effective. So before I finish this show, let's do one. I will receive a large sum of money in the amount of $250,000 by receiving from my business by the end of the month of October, you know, something like that. Now you have the whole month of October. You've already put your affirmations out there. Now you have to do it repetitively and put down 3 times in the morning, 6 times in the afternoon, 9 times before you go to bed. That's what you're writing down so that the universe can grab it and then it can register it and put it back out to you. Meanwhile, you have to do what it takes within your business, within your whatever it is that you're trying to do to make this $200,000 from your business, so that you all working together, the universe and you are working together. So that completes my show, and I hope this helps you. And if you've tried this, please leave me a comment. If you are familiar with this or have heard of this, leave me a comment as well. When you try this, because I'm not going to say if, when you try this, leave me a comment or come back to the show and say, Sunny, I tried it, and this is what's happening. It may not have manifested at the time, but you do feel a shift. You do see a difference in your mindset and the way you think, okay? When you wake up in the morning, you know something is brewing, so just keep that, you know, in mind. Well, all right, beautiful faces, thank you all so much for tuning in. I will be talking to you, and we will be talking about it in our next show. You all have a sunny day. Today's show was brought to you by Fashion Reboot, a sustainable pre-owned fashion online boutique specializing in vintage, retro, modern-day brands and unique style. Visit them at fashionreboot.store.